You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay.
We'll do what we can. One depressing headline after the next. My head is spinning into the headline here in CNN is FEMA had told staff he was previously unaware U.S. had hurricane seasons. So
really? What?
Yeah.
Unaware of that.
The head of FEMA.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll
no wonder that. They want to do away with FEMA.
Okay.
The people in charge that they put in charge.
Oh, man.
Okay, go ahead.
It is, thank you. It is 7:07. Some hazy sunshine now this morning, and it's kind of humid out there, too. High dew points. Temperatures today climbing into the mid-70s. Right now it's 69 degrees, this portion of the show. Brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress, where you can wake up and sleep better on Verlo Mattress. Plenty has changed since they opened their doors in 1958. Some things have remained constant, though, throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com for more information. And now that we are into the 7 o'clock hour, it is time for our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. About to reveal the key word here. This is your daily chance to win either a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets or $100 cash. And that's what we're going with this hour. $100 cash plus every entry that you put in puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of either a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation. You get your choice if you're the grand prize winner. So, the key word this hour, listen up, here we go. And by the way, just download the Civic Media app at the Apple or the Google store there, and you can participate by getting to our WMDX site on that app. You click on the text button, and you can text the word WAVE, W-A-V-E. Put that as the first word in your text, WAVE. W-A-V-E, okay? Mm-hmm. Like you're waving somebody hello. Or just a hearty wave.
All right.
Okay? W-A-V-E. Got this, John? You're not...
I'm practicing.
You're not able to do this.
No.
Yeah, you're not eligible. So wave is the key word. There'll be other keywords throughout the day, different keywords at, of course, 7 a.m. here, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's a statewide contest. Again, $100 cash up for grabs, and if you win, you will be notified in the next 2 or 3 days. Okay?
All right.
Very good.
Just a little update here. The peace talks between Russia and Ukraine is off again.
Oh.
Just to let you know, it's not really ever going to happen.
It doesn't seem like it.
They just throw that out there just to keep everybody guessing, I guess.
If anything, everything is intensified in the war, you know. They keep upping the ante on both sides.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is this brutal attack in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh,
from what I understand and from what I remember, I believe none of this was supposed to happen if Trump were president, right?
Mm.
I'm just bringing it up.
Yeah.
Because everything that happened under Biden, it's because Biden was president, and none of that would have happened if Trump were president, and all these things, crashes.
The law and order president.
Yes.
Yeah, plane crashes.
Yeah, for some reason, this is still happening, and it's this time under Trump.
Huh.
And it wasn't supposed to happen, and none of this was supposed to happen.
Well, yeah, day one.
The war in Ukraine
was...
He was going to stop immediately.
He was going to have that over in 24 hours.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to work this thing through.
Well, remind everybody.
And then, of course, Joni Ernst is out there telling us the truth finally, and that we're all going to die. And I don't think we're going to make it the next 4 years here, folks. I'm a little depressed.
All right.
Health and Human Services is a mess, you know, and we're big on health care. We want universal health care in this country. We talk about it often.
Yes.
But, you know, Health and Human Services ain't going to help. It's outrageous. And big consumer beware warning here. If you start searching the government website for maybe health tips, you know, if you feel sick or if you want to, you know, track down a symptom of some sort, don't go to the government website. Do not do that.
Don't bother.
It's going to be absolute nonsense driven by paranoia and conspiracy theories, all right? Like all of the other Trump unqualified suck-ups heading all the other departments, okay? That's just my point of view on that. RFK Jr. is in a class of his own. John Oliver pointed this out on his program on HBO. Why don't we check this out? This is John Oliver, cut 20. All right.
Okay, here we go.
I know there are some out there who still think, well, RFK's weird about vaccines, but he knows a lot about health-related issues. But you would be surprised by just how wildly wrong he can be when he is spouting alarming official-sounding statistics.
We are 4.2% of the world's population. We buy 70% of the pharmaceutical drugs on Earth. 15% of American youth are now on Adderall or some other ADHD medication. When I was a kid, I always say this. A typical pediatrician would see one case of diabetes in his lifetime. Today, it's one out of every three kids who walks through his office door. 20 years ago, there was no diabetes in China. Today, 50% of the population is diabetic.
So here's the thing. All the numbers you just heard him say are Americans don't buy 70% of the drugs on Earth. We buy around 6%. 15% of American youth aren't on ADHD meds. Estimates put it closer to 5%. One in three kids don't have diabetes. It's actually 0.35%, or one in 285 kids. And the rate of diabetes in China is roughly 12%, not, as I think you already know, 50%. Half of all the people in China do not have diabetes.
just a little off on those
just
numbers.
Just a little off on the number.
You know, accuracy.
Again.
Just a concept.
All of those facts were wrong, and they weren't really facts after all. And this is the guy in charge of HHS. Seriously. All right.
Well, like he said a couple of weeks ago, don't take any medical advice from me.
Yeah, he did say
That was one true thing he said.
So, you know, he's a partner in crime with the FDA commissioner, Marty McCarry. This guy appeared on television, and he was with Margaret Brennan, and she grilled him, and she was really prepared for this interview.
Face the nation.
Yes, it's amazing. This guy tried peddling anti-vax confusion, but Brennan wasn't going to go along with any of that, grilling him intensely. Let's get to cut 18 in this case. This is Margaret Brennan taking it to McCarry. Let's listen.
Not to right now. You just said don't trust the CDC.
We're saying it's going to be between a doctor and a patient until that committee meets or more experts weigh in or we get some clinical data. If there's zero clinical data, you're opining. I mean, you're just, it's a theory. And so we don't want to put out an absolute recommendation for kids with no clinical data.
So you made this pronouncement as well on pregnant women. There is data. Researchers in the UK analyzed a series of 67 studies, which included 1.8 million women. And the journal BMJ Global Health published it. People can Google it at home. And it says the COVID vaccine in pregnant women is highly effective in reducing the odds of maternal SARS-CoV-2 infection, hospital admission, and improves pregnancy outcomes with no serious safety concerns. This is data that shows that it is recommended or could be advised for pregnant women to take this vaccine. Why do you find otherwise?
There's no randomized controlled trial. That's the gold standard. Those 67 studies are mixed. The data in pregnant women is different for healthy versus women with a comorbid condition. So it's a very mixed bag. So we're saying your obstetrician, your primary care doctor, and the pregnant woman should together decide whether or not to get it.
Wow.
12% of pregnant women last year got the COVID shot. So people have serious concerns, and it's probably because they want to see a randomized trial data. The randomized trial in pregnant
time, the world moves on. And you published in the New England Journal of Medicine on May 20th In that report you referenced, you listed pregnancy as an underlying medical condition that increases a person's risk for severe COVID. You said that. So then 7 days later, you joined in this video announcement saying you should drop the recommendation for the COVID vaccine in healthy pregnant women. So what changed in this?
In the New England Journal of Medicine, we simply list what the CDC has traditionally defined as high risk. And we're just saying it decide with your doctor. We're not saying one way or the other. And the randomized
data
trial,
and information as well from you and your.
So here's the data on pregnant women. A randomized control trial was set up and it was closed without any explanation. We wanted to see that trial complete so women can have information that in a randomized controlled trial, which is the gold standard, this is what the data shows. We don't have those data.
All right. It is still unclear what pregnant women now should do until they get the data that you say.
Talk to their doctor.
Talk to their doctor.
When do they get the data you're promising? All these controlled studies.
In the absence of data, they should talk to their doctor, and their doctor will use their best wisdom and judgment.
I'm just stunned. Okay,
FDA Commissioner, thank you for
all right. Here's the thing: randomized studies, and they use placebos in those randomized studies. Okay,
sure.
Somebody gets just a placebo, and the other gets the actual drug, but it harms people. People who get the placebo, it harms them. They're human beings,
really.
So we basically have stopped these randomized, the gold standard research, only because it harms people. And what they're doing now is they're going by old vaccines and they're comparing the new vaccines to the old ones. They're not giving placebos that don't do anything. They're using actual medicine that works, but they're actually trying to test that against better medicine, improved medicine, improved vaccines. So that's what we're really doing now. And these guys want to go back to some gold standard, some kind of standard that we set in the 50s with placebos. Let's do it the way they're doing it now, and that's comparing it to the current vaccines and making them better. That's the whole point of this. And you're supposed to ask your doctor? We're looking online. We're going to the government website to find out what's true or not true, what they recommend. And now they're not even going to recommend anything. The only thing they're recommending is see a doctor?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a joke. I mean, they've used this in humorous settings, saying, well, you know, I'm a mechanic and everything, but I'm saying you should go to a mechanic and ask them. You know, this is the most ridiculous nonsense ever. I've got more cuts from McCary as well. We'll be getting to that in just a few moments.
Okay. Very good. It is 18 minutes past the hour. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They offer fast and flexible appointments, family-owned, community-focused. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering individualized care, not one size fits all. And their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. That's madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test there and then set up an appointment. madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Want to remind you also, we're in the contest hour here. It's our Scani Summer Text Win Statewide Contest. Up for grabs this time around, $100 cash. The key word this hour is WAVE. You can just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store and get that. You can click on the WMDX site there and use the text button to send the keyword. It is WAVE. It's your chance to win in the statewide contest this time around. $100 cash. We'll be in touch with you in the next few days if you are the winner. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX. Stay right there.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX. 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the morning, trying to make sense of the insanity that this administration has foisted off on all of us.
And it ain't easy.
I want to thank Chris out in Waterloo. Writes, so a woman and her doctor should decide to get COVID shots, but not to terminate a pregnancy.
Mm.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of another one of those great contradictions.
Yeah. You can call us. You can text us. 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Hazy sunshine this morning. Maybe a little smoke and haze in the atmosphere. And temperatures getting into the mid-70s this afternoon. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
And you'll notice that when we're listening to FDA Commissioner Marty McCary, he lacks confidence in the details and all of the research and everything that has been put forward on the HHS website for years,
right,
for decades. None of that is true anymore. There's a lot of false positives. There's a lot of, you know, included data that no one's really sure about.
Yeah.
So we really can't be sure about any of this stuff anymore.
Yeah, he's not very definite about anything. I saw this interview on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan. And, yeah, he's very, very wishy-washy,
it's
going
almost
back
like,
and forth.
It's almost like, let's start over, let's start over with RFK Jr. and myself, which isn't giving us a lot of confidence at all. No. Margaret Brennan, CBS's Margaret Brennan, continued the interview, trying to shift gears a little bit, going to healthy kids who are still at risk. She offered up proof, but... McCary had this to say. This is cut 21. Let's listen.
Okay. So the CDC data said 41% of children aged 6 months to 17 years hospitalized with COVID between 2022 and 2024 did not have a known underlying condition. In other words, they looked healthy.
So,
and COVID was serious for them.
So, first of all, we know the CDC data is contaminated with a lot of false positives from incidental positive COVID tests with routine testing of every kid that walks in the hospital. When I go to the ICU, we know that data historically under the Biden administration did not distinguish being sick from COVID or an incidental positive COVID test. When you go to an ICU in America and you ask how many people are in the ICU that are healthy, that are sick with COVID, the answer I get again and again is we haven't seen that in a year or years.
True. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, they haven't seen it in a long time. Yeah, right. I mean, it's COVID is pretty well contained because people get boosters.
Right.
But maybe just proved a point that he didn't want to prove. So Brennan questioned why the HHS bypassed the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. This policy shift. Let's listen to this, cut 22.
So on data and transparency, for decades, since 1964, it was the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, that went through this panel recommendation. I mean, people watched these things during COVID. Mm-hmm. The report was then handed up. Mm-hmm. It offered debate, it offered transparency, and it offered data points that people could refer back to.
Right.
Why did you bypass all of this and just come down with a decision before the panel could meet and make that data?
That panel has been a kangaroo court where they just rubber stamp every single vaccine put in front of them. If you look at the minutes of the report from they even say we were generally want to move towards a risk stratified approach.
So why not let them do that in June?
In the meantime, we don't want an absolute recommendation for healthy kids to get it. They can do it, and that committee will meet and make recommendations. But you look at the minutes of the last couple of years, they say we want a simple message for everybody just so they can understand it. It was not a data-based conversation. It was a conversation based on marketing and ease. And I've written an article titled Why the People Don't Trust the CDC, and it's in part from that blanket strategy.
Well, you're kind of telling them not to right now. You just said don't trust the CDC.
We're saying it's going to be between a doctor and a patient that committee meets or more experts weigh in or we get some clinical data.
Oh, my God. So... Anyway, I mean, you kind of get an idea here that you're not supposed to believe anything you've ever read at the HHS website or the CDC or anybody's advice.
Right.
You're just supposed to go to the doctor, who, by the way, is the guy who gets all that information from the CDC and the HHS website. My head is spinning. I'm about to explode.
There's a lot of tap dancing going on, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But Margaret was trying to, you know, get him to calm.
Throw real facts in.
Get some real information.
Something practical. And he keeps saying, go see your doctor.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get to, the kangaroo court thing really, really caught my interest.
Yeah. The kangaroo court.
Well, you know, because, you know, this commission, of course, they all got together, they made some decisions, but we got to bypass that. We have the right thing going here, and that is RFK Jr.'s ideas about all this, and we heard about, you know, his facts earlier with John Oliver. So now, you know, Martin McCary is carrying on tradition of just throwing up anything he can just to make it seem like they don't know what they're doing, and I don't know why the CDC and the FDA want to come across like they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got more.
Oh, we've got a whole lot more coming up. Stay with us for more of John and Gordy. Hang on now. Yeah, we've still got another minute here. That's okay. That's all right.
The old kangaroo court thing going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I've got, this is a really big story, and this is something that everybody has to really know about. It is surveillance on Americans. We're going to be getting to that. It's data analysis from Palantir. If you've heard about this, this is really, really important.
Okay, we got that coming up. Also, in our next half hour, Liz Johnston will join us from Serenity Pet Spa, and we'll get the latest from her. And we'll tell you more about the Best of Madison contest that we are involved in. Radio team. You can find out all about it at WMDXRadio.com. That's WMDXRadio.com. Coming back with more on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
Cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Oh, dango acting the fool.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
WMDX, it's John and Gordy in the Morning, and we're taking a look at an interview from the FDA commissioner, who is giving us a little bit heads up on how HHS and the CDC and the FDA are going to be treating medical information and providing it to us as a public who is interested in this. Where we can do our own research. We go online and check this stuff out. Now all that information is going to be poisoned and written in a way that is going to filter in through all of the other websites eventually.
But you can always talk to your doctor. I mean, that's the bottom line.
That's right.
There's lots of different information out there, but talk to your doctor.
Doctors have a direct line into the truth somehow.
Okay. It's 7:36, hazy sunshine this morning, highs in the mid-70s. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest this hour and other hours later on in the day. It is, again, a statewide contest. So in the 7 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., all those hours, we have different keywords and more chances to win more prizes. This time around, it's $100 cash. The keyword is WAVE. You got to text that to us. It's easy to do. You can download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. Click on the WMDX site on that app. Use the text button to send us the keyword. Again, this hour, the word is WAVE, W-A-V-E. $100 cash up for grabs, and every time you enter, puts you into the grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation. And that'll be at the end of the contest period in about a week and a half. And for complete rules, go to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us.
John? All right. I wanted to close with this this part of the interview that says it all right at the end. Margaret Brennan.
After kinda, going back and forth.
Kinda, she kind of had it because, you know, it's Talk to your doctor, you know, see your doctor. I don't know why we even have the CDC, FDA, or HHS for this, for all of this.
Yeah, it seems like doctors check those websites too.
Maybe they should just close down those websites. It might cost taxpayers money. Who knows? Yeah. But anyway, let's catch the last part of this. This is, again, trying to get a clear answer on where the FDA stands on the vaccines to save our lives. Let's listen to this, cut 23.
Okay.
Can you clearly state what the policy is? Because this is confusing.
Yeah, we believe the recommendation should be with the patient and their doctor. So we're going to get away from these blanket recommendations in healthy young Americans, because we don't want to see, well, on the COVID vaccine schedule, we don't want to see kids kicked out of school because a 12-year-old girl is not getting her fifth COVID booster shot. We don't see the data there to support a young, healthy child getting a repeat infinite annual COVID vaccine. There's a theory that we should sort of blindly approve the new COVID boosters in young, healthy kids every year in perpetuity, and a young girl born today should get 80 COVID mRNA.
Okay, I just want to interrupt here.
Yeah.
They're not going to get 80 for the rest of their lives, these COVID boosters.
Wow.
Because I assume that somewhere along the way, we'll find a solution to this.
Well,
right?
Hopefully.
Medicine will advance in 80 years. Or at least 20 years.
Or maybe 10.
We won't be getting boosters every year for the next 80 years.
The rest of your life?
What an idiot. Okay, let's continue.
Shots or other COVID shots in her average lifespan.
No.
We're saying that's a theory, and we'd like to check in and get some randomized controlled data. It's been about 4 years since the original randomized trials. Mm-hmm. So we'd like an evidence-based approach. Dr. Prasad and I published this in the New England Journal of Medicine last week.
Placebos.
And we're basically saying we'd like to bring some confidence back to the public around this repeat booster strategy theory, because
your statement was not about repeat boosters. It says the vaccine is not recommended for pregnant women, the vaccine is not recommended for healthy children. That's different than annual boosters.
Yeah, at this point, we're dealing, you know, it is a booster strategy. People would be getting the updated shot. So whether or not a young, healthy
child haven't gotten
so we'd
shot.
Like to see the data. We'd love to see that data doesn't exist.
No, but on a practical level, for a parent at home hearing you and trying to make sense
we're here. Saying take it back to your
if
doctor.
If their child has not been vaccinated, are you recommending that their first encounter with COVID be an actual infection?
We're not going to push the COVID shot in young, healthy kids without any clinical trial data supporting it. That is a decision between a parent and their doctor. And just so you, I don't know if you know these statistics, but for 88% of American kids, their parents have said no to the COVID shot last season. So America, the vast majority of Americans are saying no. Maybe they want to see some clinical data as well. Maybe they have concerns about safety.
I don't want to crowdsource my health guidance. I want a clear thing, right? You don't go with popularity.
The worst thing,
as you're saying, data. And when we
yeah, so let's
that
see
data.
The data.
That, yeah.
Round it goes.
Well, she was. She said it point blank, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to crowdsource my care.
Right.
I don't want to go by what's popular. I want medical advice. That's what they're there for.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, you can tell.
Frustrating.
You know, just go see your doctor. This is just an amazing answer from our own government, who has done this research and has all these connections and all these people doing this kind of work. The very, very profound research.
Yeah, they're dedicated
research.
To it. Yeah, of course.
And just, you know, it's between you and a doctor. Okay, well, we got that answer. Okay. Now, you know, RFK Jr. had that MAHA report, right? And it was filled with errors, reports that didn't exist, and doctors who didn't work on any of those reports, right?
Yeah, the MAHA report, Making America Healthy Again.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here is a web wisdom. I thought I'd play this. This is fantastic. It tears through the excuse that, remember, Leavitt.
Mm. Caroline Leavitt.
Caroline Leavitt came out and said it was just this mishap happened because of formatting issues. Okay, let's listen to this.
Does the White House have confidence confidence that the information coming from HHS can be trusted?
Yes, we have complete confidence in Secretary Kennedy and his team at HHS. I understand there were some formatting issues with the MAHA report.
Not the White House press secretary giving the same excuse used by high school and college students across the country when they get caught cheating on their paper. I don't know. I've written a lot of scientific papers in my life, and exporting and downloading can cause some annoying formatting issues, but I've never had it just make up fake citations out of thin air. In case you missed it, the MAHA Commission report, which already contained methodological flaws and unsupported claims, was almost certainly partially written by ChatGPT or another AI model. Investigative journalists reviewed the citations and found numerous issues, including broken links, incorrect titles, and seven citations that were just completely made up. The authors were real, the journals were real, but the papers didn't exist. In fact, reporters contacted some of the listed authors who confirmed the paper cited is not a real paper. ChatGPT and other models hallucinate references all the time. It's one of the ways professors catch students using AI to write their papers, and it's a failing grade. In many universities, it can lead to academic probation. And in the legal world, it's gotten lawyers sanctioned in federal court for hallucinating case law. AI does this because it's designed to generate language that sounds plausible and fulfill the user's request. If your prompt is built on a flawed premise, the model will reinforce it, even if that means making up citations or misinterpreting the ones that do exist. If you say, write me a section on how the overprescription of medications is causing childhood chronic disease, it won't fact check that claim. It will just build a case, even if the evidence isn't real. These were not formatting issues. They've since gone in and updated the report and removed the fake citations, but I have the original with the fake citations, and the formatting is perfectly fine.
Right.
Formatting issues, as every college student across the country should know, does not cause hallucinated citations. AI does that. This was supposed to be gold standard science out of RFK Jr.'s radically transparent HHS, but it would be a failing grade in an undergraduate science course. This is what happens when you sideline credible scientists and replace them with ideologically aligned operatives who aren't interested in genuine scientific inquiry. They're interested in building a narrative, and when that narrative can't be supported by real evidence, they'll use AI to fabricate a version that's just convincing enough to fool people who already want to believe it's true. That's propaganda. This report is largely AI-generated propaganda, not science. It's incredibly dangerous, and it should concern anyone who actually cares about improving the health of our kids.
All right. So that kind of clears up a whole bunch of stuff, doesn't it? I mean, this person definitely knows what she's talking about. And it's something to just keep in mind that AI cannot do what a lot of people think it can do.
Exactly.
Now, we have a couple of responses here. D in Janesville. Years ago, in preparation for a trip, I watched my doctor check the CDC website for recommended vaccines for the area we were planning to travel to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what they do. That's why it's there. And then Mark writes, so what happens when a healthy kid gets unhealthy after getting COVID, then long COVID?
Yeah, all good points. You can chime in, 608-879-8255, 608-879-TALK. You can also reach us on the text line.
That's right.
And we have more here.
This is a big story. It's a data firm. Palantir is building a detailed portrait of Americans. And this is via the orders of Trump. Trump wants this done. The data analytics firm Palantir. And by the way, that name Palantir, if it sounds familiar for people who read Lord of the Rings, it is the indestructible crystal balls that they have in them that they communicated with. Sauron had one, as you might remember. Anyway, that's a little scary all by itself. And a data analytics firm called Palantir is going to scare the daylights out of you. They're building a master list of personal information on Americans that could give Trump immense surveillance power. Palantir's product called Foundry is going into four federal agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security and HHS. We were just talking about that. The company has received also some contracts with the Pentagon, and they're speaking now to Social Security and the IRS to buy into that technology there. So this is going to be completely... Every department in our government is going to have the surveillance power. Trump could use that personal information, of course, to punish critics. Privacy advocates, student unions, and labor rights organizations have challenged the company's data access to the court. So we'll see what happens on this. But my son told me that now the MAGAs are angry and complaining about Palantir collecting this personal data on them. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, it's not always going to be Trump as president.
Exactly. It is 7:47, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering passion over profit, fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned, offering individualized care, not one size fits all. Helping people change their lives, their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids, it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com, and get an initial hearing test there. And also set up an appointment. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. It's also our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. We're in a contest hour now for another few minutes. You still have a chance to win $100 cash. It's our daily chance also to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets. But this hour, it's the $100 cash up for grabs. The keyword this hour is WAVE, W-A-V-E. Just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. Find our website there, our portion of the app, I should say, WMDX. Use the text button to send in the keyword. It's WAVE in the statewide contest. And again, good luck to that. We'll have that all. Every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation. All right. When we come back, we'll be talking with Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa right here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Popcorn, early in the morning with John and Gordy on WMDX 92.7.
It is 7:52, hazy sunshine today, highs in the mid-70s. It's going to be kind of humid as well. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant throughout Verlo's history. Still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. Okay, now it's time to welcome our guest here, Liz Johnston, back into the studio. She's from Serenity Pet Spa. Good morning,
Good
Liz.
Morning, guys.
You've been busy. You've been traveling. You've been doing things. You've been doing seminars. And just give us an update. What's
spreading the word.
Doing all the things. Yeah. No, I just got back from Kansas City. I was down there for, I believe they call it Heart of America Grooming Expo. So yeah. I was teaching some seminars for some people down in the Kansas, Missouri area. Just young groomers that want to learn new things. So we taught some tool seminars. We taught some Scottish Terrier things. We taught some doodle things. Anything and everything.
I gather you travel a lot and do these kind of seminars, right?
Yes. Usually, well, there's usually grooming expos at least one a month. Some months have two, which is crazy. But I teach at almost every one. So I have another one the end of this month in Ohio. I'll be teaching a couple seminars there as well.
Well,
so,
give me a feel for this because, is this an industry that is starting to catch fire? Because, I think what your services are very unique and kind of advanced in many ways. So is this like an emerging trend?
I definitely have found it starting to get more popular, especially since COVID, because a lot of more people got dogs over COVID because they're home more.
Yeah.
And then, we all know that the doodle craze is kind of being really popular, and those are very high maintenance dogs to get groomed. Mm-hmm. There's still a major shortage in enough groomers, especially trained groomers out there. So it's good to see. I think COVID, obviously it dipped and we didn't have any shows for a year and we were all just like itching our skin because we couldn't get out of our houses. But I've definitely seen in the last few years, people are, a little more willing to travel and they're getting out there. They're learning things they want to learn. They want the knowledge. Mm-hmm. So it's really good to see these kind of younger groomers out there wanting to learn things.
Now, you have some big news. You're opening up a new location, right?
Yes.
A third location.
Yes.
When does it open?
So our goal is June 19th. That might be a little bit stretchy.
Okay. Well, where?
But, okay. But yeah, so it's on Junction Road. So it's we're calling it our Middleton location, even though it's still technically in Madison. But mm-hmm. you can get real confusing having West location and Far West. So we decided we are going to call. So our Deanna Road is our West location. We're calling this the Middleton.
Mm-hmm. Is that near the UW Credit Union?
Yeah, it's in that like strip. Like if you go down the Target, and then a little bit further down, there's some condos above it, and it's mm-hmm. like a strip mall.
Yes.
There's like a couple.
Yes,
there's little like med spas, yes. and there's mm-hmm. that little float spot, yeah. and all the things. I check that out all the time. So, but yeah, so it's a nice little, it's a neat little neighborhood. It's a little closer to our Middleton clients, mm-hmm. and we have people that come in from like the Mazomani area. Across Plains, so that's a little closer for them. And,
I think Outback yeah. is across the street from that.
Yeah, I think it's close.
Close.
Actually, I feel like that close.
Kitty Corner.
But yeah, it's close. It's that, yeah, it's that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a jewelry store across the road.
Yes.
But
yes.
yeah, nope. Well, I'm transferring one of my master groomers over there. So her and a couple of the other team members mm-hmm. who we're just kind of running out of table space for at our West Salon.
Yeah.
I have a lot of great new people on my team that are super eager to learn to groom, and they're doing great and they're learning so fast. I'm just like, I'm running out of space. So mm-hmm. we're going to open up. So we got a little more room for the, you know, the dogs that don't like the big crowds or the playful dogs. Yeah. So
you're targeting that for June 16th or
19th?
19th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the goal.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And, your other two locations are where?
So I have the one on Odana Road. It's mm-hmm. Right at the corner of Odana Road and Research Park. And then we have one off American Parkway on East Park. It's behind that big snug Irish pub and that big two-layer bus we look at every day. So
really?
On St. Patty's Day, you cannot park in our salon.
Yes.
It's terrible.
Catherine?
I just was listening on the way in, and it was such a nice conversation as opposed to the rest of this show that was what? So sad and made me angry and I'm
let's
confused.
Talk about puppies.
Let's talk about puppies. I wanted to call in and tell you that there are falcons on top of MG&E. Didn't hear it because you don't hear the flipping news.
No.
But Savannah Tomei has a story about falcons that have been born on top, four of them or three of them up there. It's so adorable. They've got a live cam.
I'm going up there later anyway.
I think so. You should, but this serenity. Oh my gosh, I'm so much happier now.
Well, let me ask you about what is it? What is the service that people can expect when they go there?
For serenity, for sure. Well, we really try to cater to every dog's unique needs. So yes, we have dogs that they just want to be in a little crate with their fluffy little bed mm-hmm. and left alone and spoiled rotten. And then we have some that need like an hour of playtime before you're going to touch them because they're busy. Don't touch me yet. We want to play.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a real good variance being able to be kennel free, that they can run around. They can kind of make some friends. They get some breaks in between their grooms. So we don't ever have to force any dog through something that it's not ready for, especially mm-hmm. when you're talking like puppies or recent rescues that are just like, I don't understand this process. You know, you got to think of a dog very similar to a toddler. Like if they're freaking out and it's kind of irrational, you don't want to just force them through it. You want to give them a chance to calm down, get their brain reset to a place where they can learn. So we're able to do that when our dog's getting overwhelmed and take a step
yeah.
back.
Yeah. Right.
We're less than a minute here,
yeah.
but just remind everybody, mm-hmm. Liz, you know, where they can get the best information about what you offer and how to make appointments and mm-hmm. all of that
yep.
at your website.
So, yeah, we should have a new website launched in the next week or so
okay.
that's a little bit easier to understand. But we do have a new online booking system up, which has been great, and people are getting that a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's serenitypetspamadison.com. And you can go on there and you can select your location and get booked. We don't have the Middleton one up yet, but it should be in the next week or so.
Pretty
so
soon.
People can start booking there.
Very
and in the
good.
Meantime, we got room at Odana because the same groomer is going to be transferring over. So we have space for dogs
right.
that can
Very
transfer.
Yeah. Liz Johnson, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll see you again next time. See you now.
I'll be here.
Okay.
Hear about
right.
the new salon.
Yep.
Very right. good. That's going to do it for us tomorrow on the show. We will be talking to Mike McCabe, also Julie Beschler from Columbus Redbud. They have a theater group there. We're going to find out more.
And I just want to say thank you from Trey out in Sun Prairie. He said, I love Lord of the Rings, but I don't want it in my government. We're talking about Palantir,
we'll
and we'll probably hear more about that as well.
Have a great day. Stephanie Miller's next. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.